Welcome to The Public Storyteller. My name is Michael Stock with Dr. Karen Neal. Karen is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. Hi, Karen.
Hey, Michael.
What story do you have today?
Michael, this one is from Cheryl Eggleston.
The year is 1972. I'm 22 years old, divorced, and for the first time in my life, I'm on my own. I work long and hard for my independence, but I'm a little bit afraid. So now I live in a small apartment in Hollywood, in a small apartment complex with 25 to 30 apartments, and the apartments are arranged in a circular design so that all of the front windows and doors face inwards towards the pool. And there's only one way to get in and out of the apartment complex to the parking lot beyond. So that if you were to sit at your window and look out, you would see absolutely everyone who lives there and their guests as they leave and return to their apartment. And I tell you this because this apartment complex is full of young, single people. But when I move in, I made the mature decision that I would not date my neighbors because I thought, well, if I were to date one of the neighbor guys, I wouldn't like it if he were to see me have another date, a man come to my apartment and pick me up. And I also wouldn't like to see other women going in and out of his apartment. And with the way the apartments are laid out, with everyone can see everything that everyone else is doing all the time, and the way gossip flies around a singles community like that, it would be impossible to keep your social life a secret. And so to cut the drama out of my life, I thought it'd be just easier not to date the neighbors. However, there is one fella who lives three doors down from me, and his name is Jack. And Jack and I definitely have a mutual attraction. But every time I meet Jack on the sidewalk, I just smile, say hello, and I keep walking. Well, one night I have to do some laundry, and I take my little laundry basket down to the apartment laundry room. And as I approach the room, I can hear the sound of the machines tumbling clothes, and I could feel the moist heat coming from the room. And I can smell the fresh scent of fabric softener and detergent in the air. As I step into the room, I see that it's Jack in there, and he's doing his laundry, and we're the only two people in the room. So I cannot just say hello, I'll look like an idiot. So we have this small conversation, and there's definitely some flirting going on, but I don't want to date him. So after I load my machine, I leave him there. I get back to my apartment, and I'm thinking about our little exchange. It was cute. It was fun. I set my empty laundry basket on my bed, and as I look up at my bedroom wall, very near my closet, I see a big black spider. He's huge. He's about 3 inches across with the body the size of a quarter and big hairy legs. My mind goes blank in fear. What am I going to do? I've never had to kill a spider before. I've always had my dad, my brother, or my husband to kill spiders. But I think, well, I wanted to be independent. I wanted to be on my own. I'm going to have to take care of this. I think, well, wait a minute. There's Jack. He's down the laundry room. Maybe I'll go get him, and I'll ask him to come back and kill the spider for me. Good. Oh, no, wait. What if I leave the apartment and while I'm gone, the spider runs away? Jack will come back to the apartment, into my bedroom, and there's no spider. I've just been flirting with this guy. He's going to think I just made up an excuse to have him come into my apartment and into my bedroom. I don't want that. And how am I ever going to sleep in here tonight with a huge spider on the loose somewhere? He's going to crawl on my face while I'm sleeping. I'll have to stay up all night long with the lights on until forever. Nope, I'm going to have to do this myself. I'm going to have to do it now while I can still see this spider. So I slowly walk to the bedroom wall, and my heart is pounding, and I'm praying that that spider doesn't run into my closet. I reach down and I grab my shoe. My mind is running wild. What if my size 6 shoe is too small to kill this huge spider? What if I miss? What if he jumps on my hand? I hold my breath. I pull back my shoe. Smack! The spider falls to the floor in his crumpled ball. I drop to my knees and I hit him again. Bang! Bang, bang, bang! I fall back on my heels. Relief runs through my body. There. I killed him. I faced a fear and I survived. I'm 22 years old, divorced. I can kill my own spiders, and I'm going to be just fine on my own. About 3 weeks later, 4 or 5 of the girls in the apartment and I were sitting around outside on a Saturday afternoon, enjoying the pool. Who should decide to join us but Jack? He comes outside, takes one of the pool chairs, and he drags it over to where we're sitting, and he sits down. One of the girls looks down at Jack's chair and says, "Jack, there's a little spider on that chair." He jumped up. He ran screaming like a little girl. I don't think any of the girls in the apartment dated poor Jack after that.
Cheryl Eggleston with a story about...
so many things. It's a story about spiders. It's a story about dating. It's a story about independence. And best of all, Michael, I think it's set in 1972.
When she was 22 years old.
Yes. This is the time when modern feminism was fresh and new, and women of that age were really going out and proving their independence in a way that today many of them would take for granted. And it's really a story about independence.
Well, she seemed like a very independent woman, already divorced at 22 and smart enough to know not to create drama by dating your neighbors.
And the end of this story, when we see that actually not only was she brave enough and independent enough and wise enough not to call on a man because she didn't want him to get the right idea, but this particular man would not have been of any help.
So she was pretty brave. Not only brave, but she was funny, describing that laundry room and describing the spider.
She's a great natural storyteller, Michael. I mean, she talked about the sound of the machine. She talked about the moist heat. And I love that reference to moist heat because this is a story ultimately that has a kind of a sexual undertone. You know, I mean, she didn't want a date, but she did want a date. They were flirting. They weren't flirting.
And you knew the business of everybody going on in the, in the complex.
You know, recently I saw once again for the I don't know how many time, Jimmy Stewart and Grace Kelly in Rear Window, and the scenery of that movie is as much a character as anything else. Everybody can see what everybody else is doing. And when she was describing this so perfectly, not only was it sort of like, in some ways, like Rear Window, but in the same way, really the design, the architecture of that building really played a very important part of this to the story.
I thought it was interesting. It kind of reminded me in my youth, choices made, but the twist at the end with Jack being afraid of spiders was pretty funny.
I love the way she made not only the characters like Jack come alive, not only the setting come alive, but also the action, like the bang, 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 bang when she's killing the spider, for example. And the way she talks to herself was so 22-year-old. You know, I mean, some of us may still do this, but just the figuring out that, you know, well, if I did this, what's people going to think if I do this? It just was such a lively story.
Well, thanks for bringing that story in, Karen. We'd like to hear more stories of our South Florida neighbors. How can they get in touch with you?
please send me an email at cneilecneil@fau.edu.
Or check out our website for archive stories as well as contact information, wlrn.org. Click on Radio and the Public Storyteller. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you, Michael. See you next week.
Dr. Karen Neal is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. My name is Michael Stock. The Public Storyteller returns next Sunday.